You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I make this podcast to help you feel better, learn something new, and enjoy your life by letting all those emotions out, whether it's tears of joy or sadness that are going to turn into a beautiful day for you. I release a new episode almost every day that is recorded live on my Facebook or Twitch. You can just search Jerry Banfield and follow me on either of those if you haven't already, if you'd like to join us and be a part of the discussion each day. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to jerrybanfield.com. I now have a phone number. You can text in the USA or Canada, and you can also send me a message on WhatsApp if you'd like to reach out privately. I'm grateful for a partnership with Genitrust Savings to help make this podcast financially viable. Imagine earning up to 12% interest in a savings account that is FDIC insured. That's what I'm doing right now with my Genitrust savings account. And if you would like to be earning up to 1% a month interest, go to jerrybanfield.com, look for where it says savings under the bullet list, and you can click on the direct link, which is genitrust.com/jerry. And you'll also see a link to a YouTube video where I go into great detail for 20 minutes and answer all the questions I know you have about the Genitrust savings account. I'm so excited to get this podcast started with you. And if I ever get another sponsor on my host Anchor, then there'll be a sponsorship thing that plays right here afterwards. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll get started with the actual episode. I've made this about 2 minutes long. So if you listen to every episode, you can just hit skip 4 times and get straight to it. Right now, I'll talk with you about Robert Iger's book, The Ride of a Lifetime. Robert, I think, still is the CEO of Disney, has been the CEO of Disney for a long time. And his book is absolutely fantastic in terms of documenting his career and teaching some very valuable lessons out of it. So let me tell you a couple of the most valuable lessons I got out of Robert's book. Number one is patience. Robert got to be the CEO of Disney by often being very patient. He worked under the CEO for years when it was difficult, when the company didn't do well, and some of the worst times in Disney's history. Robert was there and endured the challenge of it. And the reason he was able to be the CEO is that he went through that tough time, and it was something like 10 or 11 years. Now, how many of you are willing to be patient with whatever you want in your life and wait for 10 years for it to happen? I know that I've often been impatient, and that's blocked a lot of my opportunities. I also noticed how Robert was willing to take some huge risks. Robert took a massive risk with these acquisitions that he did. For example, buying Pixar, that could have worked out very poorly. It ended up working well. And Robert took his time in negotiating things like, he talks about buying Disney and buying the Star Wars franchises. And these were things that took a long time and a lot of patience and a lot of back and forth. One of the stories that Robert tells in the building that I had a funny thought to in the book, he talks about how a kid was killed at Disney, on one of Disney's hotel properties one day, that got eaten by an alligator. Of course, you know, that would be dreadful. If it was my son, I'm sure I'd get opportunities to reach enlightenment at a higher state out of it. And Robert talked with the family that it happened to. And the funny thought I had was, if your kid's going to get eaten by an alligator somewhere, probably better that it happens on a Disney property than just, you know, out in the woods somewhere where nobody cares about it. I'm like, you know, in some ways you could look at it, if something bad was going to happen, at least from the person's point of view, maybe better that it happened from while they were at Disney. It's funny how you can look at everything from in a positive and a negative way. And lots more lessons from Robert's book that were valuable. I noticed how things kind of just serendipitously happened for Robert. He ended up getting into Disney because he was with ABC. And he ended up getting a job at ABC because his uncle was in the barber shop talking to somebody. And his uncle was kind of like, know, like to kind of boast and be a big deal. So his uncle is like talking, you know, trying to make out about how big of a deal he was. And his uncle ended up connecting him with somebody that got him a job at ABC. Again, like Robert's entire path to being the CEO of Disney was very serendipitous. Like there were lots of these little things that happened, like the conversation with his barber and his conversation at the barbershop with his uncle. And again, Robert's incredible level of patience and dealing with change. And that to me is inspiring for my own life, because I've often struggled to be patient and to wait my turn for things. I've pushed, like, all right, I want to get my stream popular now. Like I want to have as many views as Stone Mountain, like next month. And what I've seen is, and that was reinforced heavily in Robert's book, is be patient and make sure you really love what you're doing. If you don't really love what you're doing, then you're not going to be patient enough to really capitalize on those opportunities. And I'm looking at the comments while I'm reading this live on Facebook as well. And then this will go on my podcast on the Jerry Banfield Show. And you can look where everything else is on my website. And it's reading books like Robert's that helps me level up my mindset. It helps me, you know, reinforce lessons I've already learned, because words don't teach, experience teaches. And reading a book like Robert's reminds me of my own, the necessity of patience in my life, of perseverance, of, you know, am I willing to play a game that sometimes might not be enjoyable, but it's a part of a higher purpose. A higher purpose is to lift you up, to inspire you, to leave you feeling good, to help you enjoy your life and make the most out of life. Do you believe in what you're doing? And what I noticed too is Robert had a lot of fun in his career. Robert enjoyed his time at ABC in the sports division a lot. And Robert consistently made strong relationships with people. He avoided, at least according to his view in his book, he avoided a lot of the drama and fights with people, and he focused on doing a really good job and building strong relationships with the people he worked with. And ultimately, it's those relationships that got him up to Disney. And listening to Robert's book also helped me feel grateful that I'm not in the corporate world dealing with all that stuff. I'm in the gaming streamer world, the podcaster, the internet marketer world. I'm really happy with my world. So it's nice to just get to know other people's worlds, because Robert's world was so different than my world and what he experienced. Eric says, you want a book review on The Alchemist? I've read The Alchemist. It's been a while since I've read a book review on The Alchemist. But the key takeaway from The Alchemist is to be able to carry your oil, essentially remember who you are as God, as soul, as source. You know, remember your true nature and pay attention to your life. So if I put it in war zone terms, to be able to have a conversation with you that's meaningful here and play the game while I'm doing it. That's kind of the key lesson from The Alchemist is that, like, to be able to carry, you know, maintain your own essence and your own presence, your own self-awareness, your own self-love and self-consciousness, and pay attention and participate in the world around you. Some of us get into one or the other, like we need to totally go into the world around us and forget about ourselves, or totally withdraw from the world around us and just be a hermit, live in the woods, and forget everybody. What I liked in Robert's book also, he talked about some of the difficult things being CEO, some of the stressful days he had, like when he was in China and he gets the call. You know, he worked on opening the Disney in China park for so many years, and then he's there and he's in the middle of it, and there's a child that dies at Disney that got eaten by a crocodile along the water. And he gets that call, like, while he's in the middle of all this excitement in China opening, and then he's got speeches to give, he's got Chinese leaders to meet on this project he's been working on so long. And it really drives home the lesson that, you know, life is going to challenge us, and in fact, we want those challenges. Some of us have lives that are so comfortable we're not challenged, and we make challenges for ourselves, like how I drank alcohol to excess and became an alcoholic. And, you know, we make challenges for ourselves because we're not getting challenged by the outside world. And in fact, challenges can even be looked forward to. Like sometimes my live stream is, maybe I stopped playing Warzone for a while because my live stream was so good, I needed a bigger challenge. And then after a month and a half of the challenge of playing all these different games, like, okay, I'll just play Warzone now. If you want something, the world conspires you to attain that thing. Yes, Eric from The Alchemist, exactly. I know that to be true, that if you really want something, the whole universe will conspire you. And once you look at it that way, what you see is it's a test. It's a test. So, for example, if you want to grow your live stream, if that's what you really, really want to build your live stream up, the world will conspire with you to do that. And then every time you look at your view count and you see, well, there's not enough people watching, you know, you're all frustrated, that's a test. Like, do you really want, is this what you really want, or is there something else you'd prefer to have? And I really want my live stream to have this, you know, these inspirational connections together. That's what means the most to me in my live stream. And I'd certainly prefer if there's more of you here for that. Josh says, I feel like my challenge is I'm afraid of failure, so I don't put the effort in and just don't do it. Now, yes, that's something that happens. And Robert in his book talked about how when doing these huge deals, I mean, a lot of people around him were triggered with the fear of failure. Like, it was safer for Disney to just not buy a company. Like, that was a safe option, to not invest a huge amount of money into buying a company. Like, that's the safe option. But it's often, and I like how Robert talked about as him and the rest of the company started to become aware of the change in the market, then instead of fighting the change, that he embraced it and disrupted the company and was willing to sacrifice short-term income to make long-term adjustments to the company. For example, to focus Disney on things like Disney Plus or Disney Go or whatever it's called, the subscription service that we have today, that Robert is willing to sacrifice that short-term income by diverting resources and focusing on that as a distribution strategy. And by investing like $1 billion in a company that could deliver that platform, it's nice to see how valuable it is to take risks, because this body as you know it is going to die someday. And to me, the worst way you could end your life is to have wished you did all these things and never do them. That's not something I am going to face, because I've consistently taken big risks. Like 10 years ago, I quit my job. I quit a job that had health insurance that was giving me a free ride to get a PhD. I quit a job that was also paying all my bills so that I could focus totally on doing an online business that to that point had lost money. And today I'm here doing this because I was willing to give up certainty, to give up security, to give up my idea that I'm going to have a PhD in criminology and teach and research criminology, and that's going to be my path. I followed my passion, and my business has been my passion for so long. It's like getting in and doing what I do today, just it grabs my whole, it grabs me by the soul. Like, I love what I do. And you don't need any motivation to love what you do. I've seen like Michael Suppo with Suppo Man on YouTube's asked lots of time, like, how do you stay so motivated? Like, I love what I do. So it's easy to do what I do because I love what I do. And to see something like, if you're going to, you know, be the CEO of Disney, like, that's a big thing, is loving what you do is what gets you through all those tough times. I appreciate all of you being here for this. I did this live. I'm doing this live on Facebook, and then I'm taking this recording, putting it on the Jerry Banfield Show podcast, throw it up on any other places like YouTube that I can put it. I think one of the best things you can do if you want to advance yourself, to be positive, to love your life, one of the best things you can do is consistently read books and get somebody else's perspective. Like how I've read this book, and now I have Robert's life and perspective, a little short version of it, is included with my perspective. And when I include Robert's perspective with Eckhart Tolle and Wayne Dyer and, you know, Gabrielle Bernstein and Matthew McConaughey, and when I put all these hundreds of perspectives in my head, now I've got perspective in my life, which is super valuable. And you hear the phrase, leaders are readers. That's absolutely true to me. The leaders are readers. And if you think, oh, I don't have time to read a book, listen to audiobooks. You can listen to them while you're at the gym. You can listen to them while you're driving. You can listen to them while you're camping in the airport tower playing Call of Duty. I love audiobooks and podcasts. I'd like to find some good podcasts, but I love audiobooks. So thank you for enjoying this summary. Thank you for enjoying this summary of Robert Iger's book, as book review summary and the discussion we have here. And we'll switch back to the Warzone gameplay now. If you want more of this, if you just want this, then hang out on the Jerry Banfield Show podcast. And maybe I'll put some of these up as isolated videos on Facebook too.